Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is your All Local for the 30th of April, 2024. It's already in our rear view. Unbelievable. Today, we will be warm and muggy with a high in the mid-80s. I'm John Little. Thanks so much for being here. And we start on college campuses in Texas. Dozens of UT Austin protesters are in the Travis County Jail today after being arrested during a campus demonstration on Monday.
Demonstrators are showing their displeasure with Israel as it tries to take out Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip. Protesters are staging demonstrations at colleges around the country. And yesterday, for the second time in a week, law enforcement waded into the melee to make arrests at UT Austin.
Police officers kind of just came in and they completely trampled all over us and started yanking him.
Dozens of protesters were hauled from their encampment on the UT South Lawn and taken to the Travis County Jail. Officers also used flashbangs and pepper spray to help disperse the crowd, amounting to hundreds of protesters. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas Stars hit the jackpot again in Vegas, knocking off the Golden Knights last night in Game 4 of their first-round playoff series, tying it up at two games apiece after losing the first two at home. The Stars were down 1-0 late in the first period when Evgeny Dadonov tied the score on an impossible shot.
Dadonov looks to be the playmaker, fires one, score! Dadonov throws one off the mask, it looked like, of Logan Thompson. A bank shot goal from an impossible angle, and Dallas has it tied.
The call on ESPN, head coach Pete DeBoer.
The goal at the end of the first with Dadonov was a big one, and then, you know, we talked about using that over-aggressiveness of them chasing hits to against them, and I thought in the second period we really took control of the game.
The Stars win it 4-2. The series is now tied and headed back to Dallas for Game 5 tomorrow night. One person has died in a crash in Fort Worth this morning. Just before 1 a.m., an SUV crashed off one of the transition ramps from I-35W to Highway 121. Police arrived to find the SUV on its side. The passenger was killed. The driver rushed to the hospital. The northbound side of 35W has remained closed for the cleanup investigation. The body of a woman missing from Plano has now been found in Frisco.
31-year-old Kylie Doyle was last seen leaving Lebanon Trail High School in Frisco on Friday, April 19th. She worked on the campus, but her family members say she did not return to the campus or to her home. They reported her missing the next day. Investigators had been searching for her car, and they found it on Monday at an apartment complex in Frisco. Police say Doyle's body was inside the vehicle and that there were no signs of foul play. They're working with the medical examiner to determine how she died, but the case is being classified as an unattended death. Frisco police are asking anyone with information about the case to contact them. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Cleburne, the sentencing hearing for convicted killer Jerry Don Elders resumes this morning after a three-day break. KRLD's LP Phillips tells us what to expect.
When the trial broke last week, Johnson County prosecutors were making their case for putting Elders to death for murdering a woman during a carjacking. And they were using Elders' sister, Kim Bamberg, as a witness to say Elders was a meth addict.
What impact has the defendant's choice to use drugs had on your family?
And just...
It breaks my heart.
Prosecutors have to show Elders will be a continuing threat if he's allowed to live in prison. The defense has the job of convincing one juror to vote against the death penalty, which will mean Elders will be sentenced to a mandatory life without parole term. From the 24-hour News Center, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas ISD says a student was able to bring a gun into a classroom at Wilmer Hutchins High because of a failure to follow safety procedures. Police say the 17-year-old student shot another student in the leg inside a classroom earlier this month. The suspect got past the metal detector at the school without anyone stopping him. Dallas ISD Police Chief Albert Martinez tells NBC 5 this tragedy could have been prevented.
What we're looking to do is to strengthen those protocols through training, through supervision, much more comprehensive. In other words, we're going to have policy, the procedures and the protocols, and we're going to enforce that.
He says they have increased personnel during arrival and dismissal district-wide, plus they have retrained all staff on backpack searches, wands, and metal detectors. Today's the last day of early voting, and in Frisco, voters will decide on some possible big changes to the city's fire department.
Propositions A and B would change the hiring and firing practices, as well as adopt collective bargaining for Frisco Fire. If Prop A is approved, it would introduce civil service. Under that, firefighter terminations would go through the three-citizen commission for review before any action is taken. Two groups are taking opposite sides of the issue. Matthew Sapp is with the Frisco Firefighters Association and is asking for both Proposition A and B to pass.
This gives your firefighters a permanent seat to table on the key issues and conditions that allow us to save lives and protect property. No strikes, no tax increases. No walkouts. Is this Texas collective bargaining?
But the group Safety First Frisco says the propositions would slow Frisco's progress.
Outside unions, distant and disconnected, are trying to infiltrate our close-knit community. They don't know Frisco like we do.
Election Day is May 4th. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Although we weren't hit nearly as hard as they were in Oklahoma, the cleanup is underway in parts of North Texas after weekend tornadoes. Those who live around the town of Frost in Navarro County say they're coming together to help each other clean up. KRLD's Alan Skaya takes a closer look.
One home was destroyed in Frost. Some other homes and farm buildings were damaged. Some people shot video of the tornado as it blew through.
And then it hits this garage door, see? And then it takes the roof part off the house.
My heart sunk in my chest, and I was very grateful that God hedged protection around me and my family.
People who live here say they're making sure everybody has what they need, and that support will continue even after the attention from everybody else goes away.
That's the neat thing about this community. There were so many people that were just ready to help everyone and reached out to make sure that everybody was okay.
Even our insurance man lives in between Blooming Grove and Berry. And he texts me when we were standing here, y'all need to take cover.
Nobody was hurt here. In Frost, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Officials with ERCOT are nervous about the state's power reserves as temperatures have been rising. Some concern the grid may not have enough to go around. There are power plants across the state that want to stop pumping out electricity for maintenance, but ERCOT says it'll need at least an extra 2,800 megawatts to meet the demand. There were no calls for conservations last night, but officials worry we could be impacted tonight and tomorrow night. This is something similar to what we saw a couple weeks back, but the grid did make it through that time.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.